you, babe.
Yeah.
Well, this sounds that we did back with Dillard and Billy Ray and Roger and myself. Well, shortly after that, I'd like to say, before we even got really Country Gazette on the way started, we had the name already picked out, but we really hadn't done anything recording-wise or anything, but we got to go on this tour with Chris Hillman and the Flying Burrito Brothers. And we went all the way back east, got on a bus tour, and went back there. And the Flying Burrito Brothers needed a banjo player and guitar player some. So Chris Hillman, of course, got Kenny Works over there. Poor old Roger, he stayed home. He wasn't invited on that first part of that tour. But they asked me to go so we could do this bluegrass thing. The Burrito Brothers would do, they would go out and play country rock, then he'd put all the electrical instruments down and pick up acoustic instruments and play bluegrass. And that really went over well, if you remember. That just went really well. And so that's why Chris kind of recruited Kenny and myself to mainly be part of the bluegrass act. And so we got out there and played about a week or two. And Chris Hillman was the bass player with the Birds, but he's also a really good mandolin player. So he needed somebody to really take over the bass duties in the bluegrass part and so he could play the mandolin. So I told him, I said, why don't you get Roger Bush? Because he's sitting back there doing nothing and he would be great out here. So we did. But we went out there, and I'll never forget, Roger and I decided when we were out there on the road recording these, we'd record almost every show, and so we'd work up an album for that tour for the Breeder Brothers. We said, why don't we write a tune for the Breeder Brothers? So I'll never forget, we were in there, got us a six-pack of Pepsi-Cola in the hotel room and wrote this tune in about 5 minutes. It's called the Hot Burrito Breakdown.